yaşıyordunuz?
Zamanı tam tam belli. Ve ağır kutlar.
Someone is turned from jelly. The cars came.
I don't know. He could not come. In time.
He couldn't come in time.
Yeah, the cars only came here by 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Well, it seems like it was Krishna's desire that we didn't go. I was pretty shocked when I saw that the cars only arrived by 4 o'clock in the morning. There was no way that we would have been able to go on time. What is to be done now? Well, we're going to stay here for 10 days or so. You'll get better. When you get stronger, then we can attempt this trip. We have to hope that you'll get stronger now. Did you take all the medicine, Bhakti Chu?
Yes. We made all the medicines to the government.
Is that right?
Oh, yes. That would be best program to wait some time. We were feeling a little bit happy to get this good copyright, so naturally we were thinking to stay where he could give you more close attention. But he also felt that to wait for some time was best. Did you pass a comfortable night?
I hear you. Mawananda Vajini. Prajanita.
I can read or find out Maharaj if you want to report about the program that
they enjoyed. We showed them the New Vrindavan film, Hindi. They enjoyed it very much. Also, they asked us to speak. They said that but don't speak anything about the Gita.
Really?
Yeah, they said you can speak what you like about your son, but we know all about Gita. Don't speak anything about Gita. Tell us about the progress of this song. So I read out how many books have been printed and distributed since the Divine Grace started this song. How many farms were established, how many centers, how many devotees all over the world, and like that. Yeah, very dry, but nonetheless, the film is so nice that they were very much impressed by it. They took prasadam. They enjoyed very much.
Don't speak of Gita.
Yes. Give it a discount, but don't speak of Jesus. foolishness.
Then there is Mahabhati Vastasuri Jai Sarpura. So Vrindavan is full of Mahabhati. Due excessive. And I am afraid all men may not be influenced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu clearly said, Mahabhati Bhakta Sundari, Vaisa Sundari. What is it then? We are coming to our Vrindavan temple, Bombay temple, for this breakfast. We may have fun.
And I cannot cry.
Oh, we are doing very good.
Yes, Baba.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, they're not going to get in. From now on, we're going to have a sign on all of our temples. No Mayavadi meetings allowed.
You see everything? Mayavadi Vastas?
Yeah.
Six steps?
Jiveranushtaravadi Sutra Kaila Vyas Mayavadi Vasya Sunino Sunile Hoi Sarvanash. That's the sixth chapter, Mazabhiva, verse 169. Sri Vyasadeva presented the Vedanta philosophy for the deliverance of conditioned souls, but if one hears the commentary of Shankaracharya, everything is spoiled. So I need the purport, Sivakarma?
Yeah.
Purport. Factually, the devotional service of the Lord is described in Vedanta Sutra, but the Mayavadi philosophers, the Shankaras, prepared a commentary known as Sariraka Bhasa, in which the transcendental form of the Lord is denied. The Mayavadi philosophers think that the living entity is identical with the Supreme Soul, Brahman. Their commentaries on Vedanta Sutra are completely opposed to the principle of devotional service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore warns us to avoid these commentaries. If one indulges in hearing the Shankarite Sariraka Bhasya, he will certainly be bereft of all real knowledge. The ambitious Mayavadi philosophers desire to merge into the existence of the Lord, and this may be accepted as sayujya mukti. However, this form of mukti means denying one's individual existence. In other words, it is a kind of spiritual suicide. This is absolutely opposed to the philosophy of bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga offers immortality to the individual conditioned soul. If one follows the Mayavadi philosophy, he misses his opportunity to become immortal after giving up the material body. The immortality of the individual person is the highest perfectional stage a living entity can attain.
Who would work again into immunity?
Oh, Ramakrishna Vajas was there. Srinathimandaran.
You were there?
I was there.
So why did Goswami say?
Well, last night they didn't speak anything. They just heard our film and lecture, that's all. They didn't speak anything last night. Actually, they're very impressed.
Who are you there?
All the people, they all up
there. How about dancing about the Vrindavan Goswami, Purushottam Goswami, Vishwambar Goswami?
No, they were not there.
No, but they were there in the afternoon. You didn't see anything.
No, I see. We didn't sail through in the afternoon.
Prabhupada's point is that all of the Goswamis have been Vrindavan.
Not there anymore.
No, Derek and Banmala said it means the whole of Vrindavan has become my own. These are all turning with me. Our men should not attend this meeting anymore from the Godhead.
But you see the how they are punishing me. The out there.
Mm-hmm.
We should die.
Yeah.
So, all the men were appointed in the room.
Yeah.
It could all fit in the meeting.
Was presiding?
The Aurobindo. That guy's a puck of mine.
Yeah.
That Aurobindo man?
Aurobindo.
Yeah. He had a big argument with Brahmananda.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big argument.
He's challenging.
But he was challenging Brahmananda. That Krishna means the divine consciousness. Krishna is not a person. He is the divine, it is divine consciousness.
Wow.
I have a plan, Prabhupada. Myself and Bhakti Prem Swami can go there and sit. And if we hear any discrepancies, we can, if we are given a chance afterwards, if we can arrange to speak something, then we can rectify in a gentlemanly way, of course. We can rectify. If we sit there at least, we know that they'll be careful what they say. And he can catch any finer points that I would miss because it's all in Hindi.
Yes, it is in Hindi.
Everything's in Hindi.
Oh.
The whole thing. No English whatsoever.
Then there's no chance of our men becoming.
Our men can't understand anything.
That's a good advantage.
But for the purpose of maintaining our proper position, we can sit there and hear what they're saying. And when the opportunity is there, we can rectify.
In fact, he's saying they agree with them.
No.
Hmm?
No.
Hmm? He used to be a monk.
Yeah, but he understands fully this philosophy and accepts it.
They shouldn't speak with you, just speak of whatever other thing they want.
Why call it Gita tradition?
That's Prabhupada's tradition. He's established another tradition.
Huh?
Actual establishment of Bhagavad Gita is being done by your divine grace. We should admit that we have our philosophy, but as far as Bhagavad Gita goes, Srila Prabhupada is establishing it all over the world. We have something else, our own idea. We can say that.
Now, find out the way how to stop this class of marriage speaking in our halls.
That's not difficult.
Hmm?
That is not difficult. We simply we conduct our own meetings, that's all. Bhakti Vedanta
Institute.
Well, one thing is that in Bombay, I mean, we really don't have a very attractive hall here, but in Bombay, we have the most attractive air conditioned hall of any place that has a religious temple. All of these people will want to speak in our hall. Not only these people will want to speak in our hall, but all of these nonsense theater people will want to perform there.
So we must chant.
Well, even if we charge, they're going to speak nonsense. If we don't mind speaking nonsense, then it's all right. Otherwise, just like Subha Lakshmi, she may want to give some concert in our hall as a benefit. She's going to sing, so I'm simply singing nonsense.
Yes, sir.
So, in this faith, is that allowed?
I don't think so, Srila Prabhupada. Just like yesterday, I was noticing in their afternoon meeting, they had microphone, and you could hear the speakers outside. I was thinking that this Mayavadi, someone is speaking Mayavadi philosophy, is polluting the boys. Even you don't understand Hindi, the sound vibration itself is polluting. You once told me, Srila Prabhupada, that to even hear Sanskrit Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of a Mayavadi, it will poison you. Even you don't understand, just the sound vibration coming from that source is polluting. But what is the necessity for us to rent out our facility to them?
Well, the point is that we have not built these temples for profit-making basis. We have built these temples to demonstrate to the world an ideal, a perfect Krishna consciousness. So if we are going to allow these people to come here, that means we're compromising. Then we should have done it to business. Yes, the same thing. We're trying to make something ideal. We don't care if anybody does join or doesn't join, but our business is to show the perfect ideal.
God thank you.
Thank you.
It's just like that our Back to Godhead magazine. For a while, it was becoming very compromised. Actually, it was becoming a little compromised. And just because the editors were thinking that they should make it more popular, more acceptable. But our conclusion of all the CBC members was popular or not, we are trying to present the ideal for the topmost men. There must be some ideal institution in the world. So we should keep it pure. And those who want the pure product, they will come and take. And others, at least they will know this is pure.
Everybody else is already a hodgepodge. So they're allowing it, they'll allow anyone to speak because they don't have any scruples. But if we are very strict, if we don't allow anyone who's not strictly following.
Hey, what's going on?
Brahmananda?
So, how long did this bed? I mean, boy, I didn't know that. Yeah. Now it is up to you. To be protected, to be scientific of our institution. Who else is there? How do you do it?
Sri Sandra, Jagadish.
Sri Sandra?
He's not here right now.
Oh.
But there he is in Dallas.
Yes, Ram Sudendi?
He came back last night.
So true for us. What are we to do now? Since I simply give you warning. It is very dangerous.
He has so many experiences that someone associates with these people and he loses his status.
Did that warn us that don't speak of Gita? Why can I allow them to speak?
That is such an insult, especially it's our facility. As soon as you rent out to people and you are compromised that they can tell you not to speak of Gita at their Gita conference in your hall. And you have to listen because they're giving you money. It's outrageous.
How long is it?
I mean, I'm more concerned about Bombay, because there in Bombay, I feel that I don't think that there's a proper understanding on the part of some of the leaders there about the dangerous. I mean, that the leaders there are not very clear on this point. I'm a little worried about Bombay for that reason. I think that they're, you know, when we're going to compromise, there's a danger for compromise, isn't it?
To be popular.
Yeah, to be popular and to be profitable. They're approaching it on a very business-like basis. And also, the other point is that they're afraid that in Bombay they've made this hall such a beautiful hall, so they don't want to combine the vacant or empty. And they just can't think of what can be done inside that hall every single day of the year. It's a fact. That hall should be used every day of the year.
By us.
By us. But since they feel that there's not going to be any constant use from our side, they're thinking that it doesn't make sense to have built and spent so much money on such a good hall and not utilize it daily. Which from the business point of view is a fact. But that means that you're going to have to invite all kinds of it's not even Krishna Karna, I want to say semi-Krishna Karna, but they're going to have to invite different theater people, entertaining people.
So the Krishna Karna solution is to utilize the hall every night for our own purposes. Krishna consciousness is unlimited. There's so many dramas, so many lectures, so many symposiums.
Well, suppose you go to such a house and rent out. Then they can do as you may.
Right.
Similarly, if that hall is made by a constructor or making some money, then the money will not come. We don't get out to the cinema for making some money, we are mad.
Is that why we made that wall? Well, originally you had intended that hall would be used for Sup Damodar scientists and for our theater group and things like that.
That's right. But are you going to have every day?
No, I know that they won't. They cannot do that. I mean, practically they won't. Well, it would have to take a tremendous endeavor on the part of our movement, and our movement is not. We're not here to do that. and I assist. And I see everything.
It is like Penanda.
Yes.
So, whoever pays to your satisfaction, you didn't call one yet.
Mm-hmm. Is that all right with you, Shilapana?
I don't think it is wrong.
Okay, well then that makes it very easy.
Mm-hmm. Because it is a source of income.
Oh, it'll be a big source of income.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay a lot of money to use that hall. Not only that, once you let them use the hall, they'll book all the rooms in the hotel at the same time.
If they're going to do
business
from business, hide some money, you have to have it.
And how that will affect the atmosphere and Krishna consciousness of the temple. It's not that the theater.
Well, I suppose, yes. Suppose there is a temple and there is a park and other houses.
Mm-hmm.
And there are really quality in the atmosphere. They cannot stop.
All over the movement you have temples and then next door there's some nonsense.
Yes. You cannot check the atmosphere alone. That is not possible. So, when you describe the number of books, what did they say?
They said it was very nice. They said they were very impressed with that. And that, you are doing the greatest work. They superficially they say all these things.
Mm.
They must.
Yeah, they haven't even published one book.
They must say these things.
Of course, the other problem, another view is that we've constructed such attractive facilities here. The purpose is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. So, if we let out this auditorium in Bombay and here in Vrindavan, so those people will come. They may be Mayavadi. Actually, everyone is Mayavadi today. So it's a good opportunity for preaching if we're strong.
Yes.
Teaching means to convert Mahavadi to Vaishnava. Otherwise, when you need a preaching.
Preaching also means risk.
Yes. No risk. We take money from them, so we get some money. That is how I get. or anything, do very carefully.
So, you said we should have a sign, no Mayavadi meetings allowed.
No, this is allowed free.
Oh, well, this wasn't free. They're paying for doing it. They're paying to do it.
Oh.
Or none of it.
Yeah, they're paying.
Yeah, they're paying to hold this program.
No. Gratis lecture. Allow. But it's very far off our land. We don't care. These are the concerns. Pardon me, you say.
You can swallow the lower plane. Special.